the doctor won't do anything for him.
The doctor can't do anything for him now, and neither can you. He put his great hairy hand on my shoulder and added, Listen to me, boy. Don't forget that you're in a concentration camp. Here, every man has to fight for himself and not think of anyone else, even of his father. Here, there are no fathers, no brothers, no friends. Everyone lives and dies for himself alone. I'll give you a sound piece of advice. Don't give your ration of bread and soup to your old father. There's nothing you can do for him. And you're killing yourself. Instead, you ought to be having his ration. I listened to him without interrupting. He was right, I thought in the most secret region of my heart, but I dared not admit it. It's too late to save your old father, I said to myself. You ought to be having two rations of bread, two rations of soup. Only a fraction of a second, but I felt guilty. I ran to find a little soup to give to my father, but he did not want it. All he wanted was water. Don't drink water. Have some soup. I'm burning. Why are you being so unkind to me, my son? Some water. I brought him some water. Then I left the block for roll call, but I turned round and came back again. I lay down on the top bunk. Invalids were allowed to stay in the block, so I would be an invalid myself. I would not leave my father. There was silence all round now, broken only by groans. In the front of the block, the SS were giving orders. An officer passed by the beds. My father begged me, My son, some water. I'm burning. My stomach.
Quiet over there,
yelled the officer. Eliezer, went on my father. Some water. The officer came up to him and shouted at him.